answer to our generation. We thank you that you are good. If he's been good in your life, help me, you sing. Here we go.
God, you are good and your mercy endureth.
Yeah. Thank you. I had no idea it was that popular. We want to thank everybody for coming tonight. We've been praying for you hard this week. Just want to give you guys a quick rundown on what Energy Outreach has been up to. Obviously, Russ Tapp and Nikki Clark has been on our agenda. Our next concert will be in November, on November 6th, here at the church. We've already booked a couple of bands. Bright Light Parade and Light Switch are coming. We're also flying up a man with a very powerful soccer ministry named Ron Rhodes, who ministered at Assembly Park Camp, I believe 2 years ago. And so it's going to be a good night. Those of you that came to this event and bought a ticket, we thank you, because you are the ones that are making War Cry free for every teenager. So we thank you for that. But I'm just going to say a quick prayer, if you would join me real quick, and we'll get this thing started. Jesus, we thank you, Father, for this night. We thank you for all those who have attended. We thank you, Jesus, for Russ and Nikki Clark and their ministries. Bless this night, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please welcome Nikki Clark.
Hi. How are y'all doing tonight? Good. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm glad to see all of you here. Oh, everything looks so wonderful. It's going to be a great evening, and I'm so excited to hear Russ Tapp later on tonight. I'm just Grandma's excited. Oh, goodness. I'm Nikki Clark. I'm from Boisel, Wisconsin, just a little ways away from here, probably 20 minutes. And I actually grew up in this church when it was a little church in town. And now they've called me back to do some concerts for you guys, so I hope you enjoy them. I just released a new CD about 2 months ago, and I'm going to do a bunch of songs off that tonight with a couple from my old CD and just a couple favorites that you might hear on Christian radio if you like Christian music. So this first one is really my theme song. It's called Be Like You.
But Lord, I His holy name. No, I'll never be ashamed of you. There are people all around, not making a sound, just going through the motions of life.
This next one is called What Are You Waiting For? And it's one of the very first songs that my husband and I wrote together after God called us into this ministry. It's a little more upbeat, and it's a little more like what my first CD was like, and that's a little more what my last one is like. And we're just praying that God will use these CDs and music to reach people for Christ. So this is What Are You Waiting For?
Searching for something to believe, waiting for destiny to satisfy, where something's missing inside. What will take away your pain and stop you from living life in vain? Time trying to find. I found a peace that is real. Now I have this joy that I can feel. There is a love inside my heart I wanna share. You can have a peace that is real and a joy that you can.
you. This next song has a neat story, but I'll make it short. I wrote this song when I was either 11 or 12. And when my little girl turned 2, I found it in a tape recorder that I was going to give to her. And it was kind of like God just gave it to me twice. I don't know what a little girl was doing writing this song, but it's just been really special to me all along, and it's a really powerful worship song that I can just sing to God in troubled times.
I lay it all down to you, my God. I lift up my hands, Lord, pick me up. I give it to you, my life and my dreams. I'm on my knees to lay it down. How do I pick myself up from here? How do I know where to turn to? How can this be that I am all alone? So unexpectedly, I lay it all down to you, my God. I lift up my hands. So much more. So what I have left, I lay it down. I lift up my hands, Lord, pick me up. I give it to you, my life and my dreams. I'm on my knees to lay.
This song is called Tears of the Saints, and it's actually a band called Leland, and God just really used this song in our hearts about a year and a half ago to really just tell us that it was time to take our music out to places like this and just let people know that we're out there, and so that we can just reach more people for Christ.
There are many prodigal sons on our city streets. They run, searching for shelter. There are homes broken down. People's hopes have fallen to the ground. from failures. This is an emergency. There are tears from the saints for the lost and unsaved. We're crying for them, come back home. We're crying for them, come back home. And all your children will stretch out their hands and pick up the crippled man. Father, we will lead them home. Father, we will lead them home. Schools full of hatred, even churches have forsaken love and mercy. May we see this generation in its state of desperation for your glory. This is an emergency. This is an emergency. There are tears from the saints for the lost and unsaved. We're crying for them, come back home. We're crying for them, come back home. And all your children will stretch out their hands and pick up the crippled man. Father, we will lead them home. Father, we will lead them home. Sinner, reach out your hands. Children, in Christ you stand.
Choice to make, or is it? Don't throw a miracle away, don't make another mistake, don't lose it. Jesus knows your heart inside out. Two wrongs don't make a right. If you is so precious, don't take it away. I'm someone who might be a hero someday. This life is in your hands, so where do you stand? They say it's a choice, but God has a plan. He has a plan. Jesus knows your heart inside out. And two wrongs don't make a right. If you stand for Jesus, you stand for life. He knows your heart inside out. Two wrongs don't make a right. Stand for Jesus and stand for life. God has a purpose for you, a plan you can choose, and he turns on mistakes into things he can use. God has a purpose for you and a plan you can choose. He turns our mistakes into things he can use. He knows your heart inside out. Two wrongs don't make a right. So stand for Jesus and stand for life. He knows your heart inside out. Two wrongs don't make a right. So stand for Jesus and stand for life.
This next song is called Be Still, and I wrote it for a mom's ministry, actually, so I know that all of you moms out there can relate, along with some of you dads. it's one of those songs that you can use in so many different situations if you just let it speak to you. Where you are, One last song for you tonight before we invite Russ up, and it's called The Revelation Song. It's my favorite worship song, and we actually did it here the last concert that I was here at, but it just, everybody loves this song, and it's just an awesome worship song just to give glory to God and praise Him for who He is. So if anybody wants to join in, please feel free if you know the song.
Come, yeah.
I will adore you. I will adore you. I'm filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. Yeah, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Isn't it fun to worship God together? Amen. Let's just give God a clap offering this tonight. Amen. All right. Well, you all came here tonight to listen to Russ Taff. Sorry about that. And now it is time for Russ to come up here and share with us. And I am so excited. So would you all welcome Russ?
Thank you so much. Man, give her a hand. She's talented. My Lord. She and I both, over in that room over there, we have CDs, and I have a DVD that Gaither interviews me on, and I give my testimony. But if you have time on your way out, just stop by and check that out. I'd like to do some songs tonight. First of all, Bill Gaither called me Wednesday, asked me where I was going this weekend. I told him Wilson, Wisconsin. So he said, tell everybody in Wilson, Wisconsin, I said hello. So hi from Bill. This first song I recorded when I was with the Gaither Vocal Band. And this song reminds me of my dad. My dad was a old line, running, jumping, spitting, screaming Pentecostal preacher. And, and you know, they rolled on the floor and shouted and flopped. And so I never invited any of my friends to our church. If my younger brother, when we were little, we would sit or lay down under the mama's pew. It was always the second row there. We act like we had bows and arrows, and when the power would hit somebody, we got him. And if they went down, that was 10 points, man, if they go all the way down. So we entertained ourselves a lot in church. But my father was a very charismatic preacher, and he moved. He was very physical preacher, and he'd throw his head back. And he'd shout out, "Praise God." And if you were Methodist, he could baptize the first six rows. He was just very, and I went down to Arkansas. He died in 97, and I went down about 2 years before he died. It was his last revival. And I just wanted to go be with him. And I'd taken off about 5 days, and I went down to be with him in revival. And he had false teeth. And he was preaching away, and they started clicking while he was preaching. And he'd keep going like this, keep going like this. And I got to laughing just watching him, you know. And he was prancing and moving down there, and he threw his head back and screamed out, "You got to follow God." And when he did, he spit his teeth out. He did. And he reached down and picked them up and put them in his coat pocket. And I think he said, "I don't need these teeth to preach." But it was the last thing we understood for the next 15 minutes. I'll tell you one more before I start singing. There was a lady that went to Daddy's church, and her name was Louise. And as Mark Lowry says, the elevator just didn't go all the way to the top. It didn't. But everybody loved her, and she was always willing to help. And it was a Sunday night service, and Dad was preaching, and she was crying, and it kept getting louder and louder. And so finally, Dad stopped and said, "Sister Louise, is there something we can pray for you about?" And she said, "Yes, Brother Joe." My dad's name was Joe. He said, "Brother Joe, Rachel's in the hospital, and we don't know if she's going to live or die. But she has a terminal illness, a terminal disease." And so Dad started praying. He stopped and just prayed and had everybody join in. And they prayed. And those old line Pentecost men, they had bound everything you could bind and loosed everything you could loose. And when the service was over, Mom and Aunt Elsie and Aunt Maudine went to talk to Louise to find out what hospital Rachel was in. They were going to go minister to them, see if the family needed food and that sort of thing. But after talking to Louise for just a few minutes, they found out that Rachel was a character actress on the soap opera Another World. But you know, that lady came out of the hospital and she was on TV another 30 years because Daddy prayed for her. That's true. Let me do the song for you. It's track one, guys, at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road.
It was a wide spot out in the country, away from the lights of the city, where an old-time preacher pitched a ragged old tent, looked like it was 100 years old. He started out preaching to no one, but pretty soon a crowd started gathering, and he preached the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. I turned into a wild man, some people said I'd gone crazy, but all too soon came the harvest of the wild seed that I had sown. Well, I stumbled into that meeting, and I was looking like death warmed over, but then I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road, and they sang, "Come, ye sinners, lost and homeless, Lord, I was hopeless, heaven knows. But then something got a hold of me, something got a hold, hallelujah, hallelujah. When I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge at New Hope Road." Still a wide spot out in the country, away from the lights of the city, I pitched that old tent he gave me the day that he died and went home. Sometimes I start preaching to no one, but pretty soon a crowd starts gathering. And now I preach the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. And they sing, come ye sinners, lost and hopeless, Lord, I was hopeless, heaven known. Oh, but then something got a hold of me, hallelujah, hallelujah, when I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And they sing, come, ye sinners, lost and hopeless. Lord, I was hopeless, heaven knows. But then something got a hold of me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. When I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road.
Let's go on into track two. I did this song. It's all right. You can let it start. I did this song on a video. I think Bill just released about 6 months ago. But anyway, we'll do it. It's called Jesus is the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me.
I've had my share of life's ups and downs. God has been so good to me in the downs, heaven and few. There again, you could say, God has blessed me. There has never been a time in my life He didn't bring me through. That's the truth. So if anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, Lord, between each line of pain and glory, pain and glory, for Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Yes, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Jesus is the best thing ever happened to me. Oh, if anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason, great and glory. For Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Yes, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. You're the best thing ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. You never gave up on me, Jesus. You're the best thing. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Praise you. Praise you.
Track number 8. Both of my daughters just had birthdays, and they're out playing tonight. And but they understand my life on the road in ministry. When I miss them, I sing this song, and I recorded it. Hey, Dusty, can you hand me my coffee right there, man? Thanks. Give Dusty a big hand, would you? It's track number 8, guys. I think I've recorded this on Everything Good with a vocal band. But there's so much going on in the world. I mean, especially with the war and the local economy and the oil spill. And it seems like every day we're just bombarded with stuff. But this song says, don't miss the really big news. And that's your house and your family and the kids. That's the big news. This song's called The Really Big News. I just read where Congress passed new legislation to help fund the cost of our kids' education. Cancer rates down, the crime rate is rising. The Mets won 6-0, my, that game was exciting. Dow Jones is up, and the forecast is clear. The health care concerns all the forecast this year. But the really big news is my little boy Mike just learned how to ride his blue two-wheel bike. And the really big news is the weekend is free, so we're planning a picnic with the whole family. And the big news is I took my sweet baby girls down to the mall and I bought them New Balance shoes. I know what's important in my world today, 'cause I know the really big news. That actress, the one with the problems, thinking about that. The trial comes up in, I think it's December. Well, GM sales arose, cause consumers were loyal, and the farmers fear flooding might damage the soil. The Pope visits Spain, and our sheriff, he resigned. The last time I checked, all the bulls were behind. But the really big news is my little boy, Mike, just learned how to ride his blue two-wheel bike. And the really big news is the weekend is free, so we're planning a picnic with the whole family. And the big news is I took my sweet baby girls down to the mall, and I bought them new ballet shoes. I know what's important in my world today, cause I know the really big news. And when Maddie says, "Dad, come on out and let's play," there's no way, no way, no way I can refuse. I still read the paper, especially the sports. Oh, but I know the really big news. I'm having a hard time singing, and it's all Clarice and Bob's fault. You know, I'm on the road a whole lot, and I eat out a lot, but every once in a while you get to go to Grandma's house, a person who knows how to cook, and then you don't know when to stop. But what was that dessert you made? What was that called again? Apple dumplings. God, that was good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So if I have to stop every while and just breathe, just kind of put up with me. I when I first moved to Nashville, I was with a church. It's track number 10, guys. I travel with a quartet called the Imperials. Have y'all, anybody ever heard? Oh. And I'd like to do a song. In fact, I'll do a couple from that part of my life with them. But Michael and Stormy O'Mardian wrote this song. And it says, "I listen to the trumpet of Jesus." And guys, if I could have just a little more treble up here in the monitor on this mic. But let me do it. I love this song. "I listen to the trumpet of Jesus while the world hears a different sound." I listen to the trumpet of Jesus while the world hears a different sound. I march to the drumbeat of God Almighty while the others just wander around. I'm a member of the Holy Ghost traveling band, moving up to a better land. I hear the voice of a supernatural singer, only those who go can care. Well, one sweet sound makes a whole world of difference when the world seems indifferent to you.
His melody of love calls you to be great. When marking time was all you thought you could do. So if you've been playing all your days by ear, never knowing what your song was to be, then pull a cello down your head and take a few lessons from me. I listen to the trumpet of Jesus while the world hears a different sound. I march to the drumbeat of God Almighty while the others just wander around. I'm a member of the Holy Ghost traveling band, moving up to a better land. I hear the voice of a supernatural singer. Only those that know. A spiritual fanfare has a sound all its own at the birth of a lasting song. It's been 2,000 years since Jesus was born, and still the celebration goes on. So if you feel the need to get your life in tune, cause you're tired of the dirge every day, then turn yourself around, get your feet on the ground, and hear what I've got to say. I listen to the trumpet of Jesus while the world hears a different sound. I march to the drumbeat of God Almighty while the others just wander around. I'm a member of the Holy Ghost traveling band, moving up to a better land. I hear the voice of a supernatural singer. Only those who know him can. I listen to the trumpet of Jesus while the world is a different sound.
Sing it with me.
I march to the drumbeat of God Almighty while the others just wander around. I'm a member of the Holy Ghost traveling band, moving up to a better land. I hear the voice of a supernatural singer. Can you hear the trumpet of Jesus? I'm a member of the Holy Ghost traveling band, moving up to a better land. I hear the voice
of a supernatural singer.
Only those who know him can. Can you hear the trumpet of Jesus? Can you hear the trumpet of Jesus?
Slow down just a little bit and let the young people catch their breath. Let's do track 15. My mother passed away 3 years ago, and man, she was a singer. My Lord, she was a singer. She had four brothers, and she taught us to sing harmonies, taught me to play guitar. And she'd stand me and my young brother up on the altar, and my other brothers would line up. And we would sing a song, and we'd sing harmony. And when we get off, she'd kind of stand behind whoever was there and kind of get us back on our part. But she was a powerful woman of God. She was. That woman prayed. She was just a prayer warrior. But I don't know. You know, I had took my family out and we visited my mama. Then a year later, I was back touring. I was going through the West Coast with Bill Gaither and the Homecoming, and I got a call from my brother, and he said, "You probably ought to come to see Mom." And I flew out there, and I walked in, and she didn't know me. And, you know, for people that have been around Alzheimer's and dementia, and you know, and I live in Nashville and they live in California, and I was just, I mean, I was just, and the first thing you try to do is try to get them to recognize it, you know, and my mother was just staring at me, just staring at me. And so I leaned down, and I said, Mama, I'm your number four son. I'm Russ. Well, she always called me Russell. And I said, Mom, I'm Russell. And she was just like, who are you? And so I said, Mom, I'm going to sing you the first song that you ever taught me when I was three. And you had me sing it at church time and time again. And it's that old song. It says, I need no mansion here below. Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds. She was just staring at me. Won't you come and go along? He will sing. We will sing the sweetest song ever laid upon the harp in glory land. And when I finished, she was still just kind of staring at me. She goes, anybody could sing that. But I just hung out there for 3 days at that place where she was, and I didn't realize that 2 weeks later she would die. But I was getting ready to leave and head back out to the airport and fly out and meet the homecoming tour. And she, I was standing talking to my brother and my aunt, and I just swung by to see them and there, what are we going to do with the house? What are we going to do with this and that and other things? And I just happened to look over, and she was focused on me. And I knew that she knew me. And she looked at me, and she said, son, what are you doing here? And I said, Mama, I just came out to see how you were. And she said, I love you, Russell. And I said, I love you too, Mom. And within another 5 seconds, she was gone again. And I cried all the way to the airport. It's just like the goodness of Jesus to do things that we don't even know to ask for. And I think when we get over to the other side and we can look back to the videotapes of this life, and we're going to see his hand so many times a day, so many years of just working and maneuvering, giving us and keeping us straight, forgiving us, preparing things here, preparing things there. But I said, oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you that I had 90 seconds to say goodbye. And he's so good. He's so good. But this was Mama's favorite hymn. And when I go out there and visit, she would always have me sing this to her. Did I tell you what track, guys? If he was walking in the spirit, you'd know. If I was walking in the spirit, I'd know. let's see. Oh, it's track 15. 15. Sorry, guys. Now, if my sound starts going bad, let me know, okay? Time is filled with swift transition. Not a further mood can stand. So build your hopes on things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring,
if by earthly friends taken, still more closely to Him cling. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. On things eternal, and hope changing hand. When your journey here is in death, if to God you have been true, fair and bright your home, glory your enraptured soul will do. God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging.
Let's go to track number 5, and as soon as that's done, or even a little before, just jump right on to track number 6, guys. But I recorded this song some time back, and when we went to Israel to do a video shoot over there, we did the Israel video and a Jerusalem video, and I was just looking for something to sing, and actually Anthony Berger said, why don't you do that song, this one I'm about to do, and there is something about being where he walked. There's just something about being where he preached. And lyrics just coming alive. Most of the video shoots that we do, you know, you try not to drink water because sometimes they last like 6 hours. And if you do go to the bathroom, you have to go fast and get back because Bill doesn't like empty seats when they're shooting. And when he says goodnight, everybody just, you know, we all have dates, or we've been sitting there for 6 hours, this and that and other things. But in Jerusalem, and we had a stage set up at David's Citadel, and the audience was there. And the power of God was so strong. I mean, just so strong. And we ended with Joy Gardner singing, "We're Standing on Holy Ground." And I mean, it got thick. It just really, really got thick. And when we finished, Bill walked up to the microphone, and he said, "I thank you all for coming, and God bless you all. Good night." And nobody moved. Artists, we didn't move. And I'm telling you, usually it's, wow. The crowd didn't move. And Bill thought, well, maybe they didn't hear me. So he walked back to the microphone, and he said, "Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming." And still no one moved. And now we've been sitting there 6 hours. And I think it was Larnell walked down the piano and started singing, "Blessed Assurance." And for another hour, we just stood around that piano and sang to Jesus. I've never experienced anything like that with artists. service. A group of them together like that, to where it wasn't about anything but Jesus. And it was about him, and not about our careers, and not about our last single, or not about being on the chart for this or that, but it was about Jesus. And it felt so pure, and it felt so right. But I did this song there, and we'll do this one, guys, and stop it even before it really gets in, and then jump on in, because I want to sing my favorite lyric to a gospel song right after this. But this song is called Bethlehem, Galilee, Gethsemane.
Bethlehem, he was born there, I believe, Galilee, Jesus walked there, I believe, Gethsemane, my Savior prayed there on Calvary. He died alone, but the tomb he left there, I believe,
Bethlehem, Jesus was born there. There was nothing sacred about that manger in Bethlehem. Jesus could have been born in the best hotel room in the city if it had been left open for him. But he wasn't pushy, and he still isn't. He moves only in places that we vacate for him. And that night, there was only room in the stable. So that's where he was born.
Galilee, Jesus walked there. I believe.
Jesus walked with common men, but there was nothing common about his words. They upset every comfortable ethic. He upset judicial systems when he said, love those that hate you. He upset patterns of religion by declaring that real temples of worship were in the hearts of believers. And he refused to discuss laws and rules governing people's actions, but he zeroed in on their thoughts and their attitudes instead. If Christ had been a philosopher, they could have debated him. Had he been a warrior, they could have fought him. Had he been a religionist, they could have ignored him as an eccentric. But Jesus was love. Now, what do you do with that?
Gethsemane, my Savior, pray there. On Calvary, he died alone.
Gethsemane was agony for Christ. And in those dark hours, he cried, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. But it wasn't God's will. And Jesus died all alone. But the tomb
Jesus left there, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
I do believe.
Yes, I believe.
I do believe.
Yes, I believe.
I do believe.
I
I believe Jesus, I believe. God could have resurrected Jesus right from the cross. Instead, he arranged a full burial with grave clothes, a tomb, and even a Roman seal. But after 3 days conquering death, Jesus walked out free, leaving for all to see the stone rolled away and an empty tomb. I do believe that he's alive. I do believe that he's alive. Now he prays for us in heaven. I believe. Yes, I believe. And with the ones who've gone before me, I will praise the Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, I believe. I believe. I do believe. I do believe, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I believe in a kill call of Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe that this life with its great mystery, surely someday will come to an end. But I believe our faith, it will conquer all this darkness and death. And it will lead me at last to my friend. I believe that this Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For it changed me completely. Now a new life is mine. And that is why by the cross I will stay. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered this earth. This earth will be no more. I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
I think about that line that will lead me at last to my friend in that first verse. And you know, we are so acquainted with Jesus. And I think when we sing him, it's going to be seeing an old friend. Someone that we've known our whole lives, that cared about us and loved us. And it's going to be a glorious, glorious thing. Glorious thing. I'm going to sing some more. Can we, guys, I used to put set lists together, and it just never worked out for me. That's what happens when you raise Pentecostal. You just jump all over the place. But let's go to track 20, and as soon as that's done, we'll go into track 9. This is an old black gospel spiritual. This is "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?"
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes call me to tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid his precious body in the tomb? Oh, sometimes call me to tremble, tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? And were you there when he arose from the grave? Were you there when he rose from the grave? Oh, sometimes it makes me want to shout, and I begin to cry. I begin to tremble, tremble. Were you when he arose from the grave?
Praise you, Lord Jesus. May praise you. I've been singing this song, and let me have just a little more treble on the mic up here, guys, in the monitor. I've been singing this next song for, I think this year was the 30th year anniversary of it. I recorded it back with the Imperials, and it's still one of the most requested songs that I get. It says, when you're up against a struggle and things are hard, don't lose hope. It's just praising. He works through those who praise him. And I tell you, you know, the thing about getting older, and I really am liking it, except for my knees and my hip and my back. But there's just not that many things that's important anymore except Jesus. And singing about him, there's not. There's just not. Jesus has allowed me to do everything musically I ever wanted to do. And I've toured all over the world. But something's happened inside of me when I sing about Jesus. And when I get to tell people, if you could have seen me years ago, if you could have seen me years ago, and how he has worked in my life and worked in my life, and he's turning me into the person I always wanted to be. He is. And I'm even starting to like me some now. I am. I never did like me. That Pentecostal God, that old line Pentecostal God, was hard on me. I didn't think he liked me very much. But when I began to understand who Jesus was, and that if I was the only person on this planet, he would have come and give his life to take me back home. He would have. And all of a sudden, I start feeling valuable and worthy. Not because of anything I've done, but because of him. And I don't know about you, but man, my life just seems like it has flown by. And our kids, they grow up so fast. My grandma used to have a plaque on the wall, and I used to read it when I was a kid, and she'd always ask me, Rush, you know what that means? And it says, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Jesus could care less about my Grammys and Doves and all that other kind of stuff. In fact, it's kind of funny. I, for music people, Grammys is one of the, well, it's the best award you can get. And I remember at Shrine Auditorium, in fact, it's where Catherine Coleman used to have her church, is at the Shrine or Holder Crusades. And I won, and I ran back and I called my mother. I said, Mom, you're not going to believe it. I won a Grammy. She goes, that's great, son. What's a Grammy? The only time they were ever impressed with what I did is when I sang on the Grand Ole Opry stage. And Daddy thought, I just can't get any better than that. But as I get older, it becomes less about me. And it becomes about him. Because no matter what we do in this life, there will come a time, it says in Revelation, that we'll take our crowns, whatever we've accomplished, and we'll lay it at his feet and say, thank you. Thank you for coming and rescuing me. Thank you for shedding your blood that I could be forgiven. Thank you for filling me with your spirit and adopting me into your family again. Thank you. Thank you. I heard a preacher say one time, he said, you singers better sell all the CDs you can. All you preachers better sell all your books as fast as you can, because we're about to cross over and hear the greatest singers and greatest preachers there was. Can you imagine for 3 days holding a crowd captive with your words? I mean, it's hard enough for me to hold people an hour, and I'm dancing and jumping and running and screaming. 3 days he would hold their attention just preaching, talking to them. I can't even. But this song says, don't turn in fear. Trust him. You know, and being as old as I am now, I have this room in my head of pictures. And I've built this room
in my brain, in this little section of it where, when I was 7, something happened in my life, but he was there, and I see that picture. 13, the same way, there's another picture. 17, another picture. 21, 23, 27, 33, 37, pivotal times in my life of great pain. He was there. And sometimes when I hit tragedy, I'll just close my eyes and go back to that room and say, oh, Jesus, I remember when my world had fallen apart. And I didn't know what to do. You were there. When I disappointed myself and disappointed my family, and I was humiliated, you were there. You got me through. When I was so far from you, and I was breaking your heart, but you didn't walk away from me. You stayed right there. And you brought me back home. I praise you. I praise you. Let me do this song for you.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fear, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear, but praise the Lord. He will work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for I praise the Lord for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they'll drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Remember that Satan is a liar and he wants to make us think we are paupers when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ has risen and the work's already done. So praise the Lord. He will work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits. Praise, praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they'll drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Praise the Lord. He will work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits. Praise, praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they'll drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. When you praise Him, when you praise Him, when you praise, when you praise the Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's track number 11. I remember being, I think I was 15 or 16, and all my friends that I went to school with started drinking and doing drugs and sleeping with girls and stuff, and I was faced with a decision: will I follow Jesus or will I go with them? And I'm so glad that I followed Jesus. I'm so glad. I remember walking down that aisle, and some people say that God doesn't do miracles anymore, but that night a miracle happened to me, because I was so full of sin and pain and hurt, and I felt so bad about me because some of the choices that I made. But I remember walking down to that altar and I knelt down and I asked Jesus to forgive me. And I asked him to come into my heart. And folks, I stood up and I felt clean. I was amazed. I was forgiven. And it was like he just wiped the slate clean. It was a miracle to me. And even now, when I mess up, I quickly run and say, forgive me. Give me strength. What a great way to live. But let me do this song, and I want the pastor to come, but it's called At the Altar. Did I tell you what track it was, guys?
Just as I am without one. But that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to
I found peace and rest. At the altar, God mended my heartache, and he showed me that his way was best.
At the altar, my guilt was all pardoned, and with comfort God flooded my soul.
Oh, how thankful I'll be for God's mercy, so free while the years of eternity. The altar, I settled the question. At the altar, the battle was won. At the altar, my sin was all covered, and a new life in Christ has begun. At the altar, my guilt was all pardoned, and with comfort, God flooded my soul. Oh, how thankful I'll be for God's mercy, so free, while the years of eternity rose.
I've asked the pastor to come and talk for just a few minutes, and then I'm going to come back and do some more songs, but I wanted you to just talk a little bit.
Russ said something that was very simple and yet very profound. He said that Jesus is love. You know, John in his epistle was trying to describe God, and he is finally just comes to this conclusion, and he says, God is love. Of all the ways I could describe him to you, the way that describes him the best is that he is love. By his very nature, God is love. Think about his love. Think about how much he loves you tonight. There is nobody that could ever love you more than Jesus loves you. He gave his life. What more could he give? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Thank you. Everything else is just crossed out.
We don't want to embarrass anybody, but let's just all say this prayer together as Pastor just did. Just say it with me, because I know there's some out here that they like me, you're just kind of shy. And believe it or not, I really am. But let's just say, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that you died for me. I confess you as my Lord. Forgive me of my sin. Make me a new creature in you. I pledge my life to you, Jesus. I'll serve you with the rest of my life. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. When I was younger, and I traveled with a band, and I would finish the last song, and then I'd run off stage. And then I would like for you to clap until your hands were bloody. And throwing babies in the air. And just at the right moment, I'd come running back out. But I'm older and tired of these days. So just act like I just finished my last song and I ran off stage. It's track number 16. 16. You ever been really tired and everything's funny to you? Man. I've been doing this song for a long time. It's an old man in Daddy's church. I think he had one tooth. But it's a song, an album that they call Under Their Influence. And he used to sing the song on acoustic, and I took it and did it my way. But I remember Ben Spear, you know, Ben travels with us a lot. And he looked at me one time and he says, you know, Russ, I have more family on the other side now than I do on this side. And I was thinking, man, I got a lot of friends over there, too. I really do, too. This is an old black gospel song. It says, ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. Let me do it for you.
There ain't no grave I'm gonna hold this body down. There ain't no grave. I'm gonna hold this body down. When I hear the trumpet sound, I'm gonna get up out of the ground. Cause there ain't no grave. I'm gonna hold this body down. I said, go down yonder, Gabriel, put your foot on the land and sea. But don't you blow that trumpet until you hear from me. There ain't no grave. Wiggle the cord a little bit. I'm just getting a little bit. Gonna hold this body down. There ain't no grave. Hang on just one second. Getting one side of it. Man, it's hard to be Pentecostal when the track isn't right. Give me 2 minutes, okay? We'll try it on this one. I'm real high tech, but I don't know how anything works. Usually, even one of my daughters are here, they can take care of all this because they understand all this stuff. Give me just 1 minute and we'll try this one.
you turn that off so it won't ring in the middle of the song. Try this. Run that back there, Nikki. Try to off this thing, guys. So I just ran off stage. Let me say this while they're getting that together. I was talking to Jeremy in the outreach program that they have here, and you know, I watch how the world seduces young people. I've watched how my two teenage girls, how it reaches out and just pulls. And folks, the world's not afraid to spend money to entice. They're not afraid. In fact, they have big backers like Marlboro and Bud Light that have billions, and they flood the market to get the attention of the younger ones. But I want us to be aware of what Jeremy and this group is trying to do. They are trying to reach young people for Jesus. And he didn't know I was going to say anything about this, but in order for them to accomplish their purpose, they need money. They have a specific vision how to reach this community. And he was telling me that these counties surrounding is one of the biggest meth problems that's in the country. Here. In this beautiful farmland. But he has a vision. All of them do. Dusty and they were telling me just about the vision that they had. And I see the pastor had one of these t-shirts on. You may not be able to go out and witness with them and that sort of thing. But folks, you can give them $20. You can give them $50 and say, here, let me help. Let me help. We can't come up with Bud Light dollars. We can't compete. But we can finance this thing to a point that they can be effective to reach people for Jesus. And we Christians, we're real good to pray, but we're not good to give most of the time. And we take love offerings, and there's a lot of love in little offering. But in order to finance any ministry, this church, anything, it takes cash. It does. I know in our church, you know, there are a lot of things that I can't do there, but I can give money. And I can say I'm giving this to the kingdom of God. And I can't go out and reach the young people, the teenagers. I can't. But here's $100. Let me help. Let me help. I would love to see one day come back here and there is a rec center for teenagers to get them off the streets and get them in here playing basketball and ping pong and put a band together. Music is a powerful thing. And there again, Bud Light will spend millions bringing in bands and plugging their product. But we as Christians, we're supposed to be wise as serpents. And when we see the enemy rushing in like that, we have to counterattack. We have to. Because he is after the young. He's after the young. I read a statistic the other day, and it frightened me. He said, it was Chuck Colson. You know, he was telling me. He said, if a kid at 17 years old has not accepted Christ, there's a 75% chance he never will. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Jesus, make us aware. Make us aware. And there's some men and women here that are willing to walk into hell to fight for these young people and to try to bring them out. Going in and bring them out. But I'm not going to take an offering. I'm not going to do anything. But I'm telling you, there is a need here. And they need money to accomplish. And I've seen in L.A. and in Nashville now, the Dream Centers, how folks have pooled money and built rec centers for kids.
And revivals are happening. Just kids, instead of hanging out at the pool hall, they're coming to play basketball and giving their hearts to the Lord. We may not have the world's money, but we have the power of Jesus in the word of our testimony and our offerings and our gifts. It's like, I can't go, but Jeremy, here. Here's something. Here's something. Go. Because one day we're going to stand before Jesus. And he said, you know the scripture, I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty and you didn't give me water. You saw Satan stealing my children and you did nothing. Folks, if we're going to win them, it's warfare. It's warfare. Yes, pray. That's the most powerful thing. But as the time goes on and as this ministry begins and continues to develop, use your wallet too, okay? That was just a plug that I just felt led to give. So anyway, I wanted to talk about my nonprofit a minute too. Amy Grant has a thing there in Nashville with the homeless, and Stephen Curtis Chapman has the orphanages in China. I decided on mine. It took me a while, but I figured it out. I'm smuggling Bibles into Hawaii. They've got to need Bibles there. You know they do. And then there's the Bahamas. I really think we ought to smuggle Bibles in there. Tahiti. I mean, we could just. Paris needs Bible. Paris needs Bible. I'm sorry. Let's try this track, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just giddy. I apologize. No more track. That's great. Well, God or the devil don't want me to do this song, and I don't know which one. Did it jump? Oh, is it okay? Okay. Yeah. There ain't no grave I'm gonna hold this body down. A little more track up here, guys. There ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. When I hear the trumpet sound, I'm gonna get up out of the ground. Cause there ain't no grave I'm gonna hold this body down. He said, go down yonder, Gabriel, place your foot on the land and sea. Don't you blow that trumpet until you hear from me. There ain't no grave. A little more track, guys. A little more track in the monitors. We're going to hold the body down. There ain't no grave. Yeah, I'm going to hold this body down. When I hear the trumpet sound, I'm going to get up out of the ground. Because there ain't no grave. Gonna hold this body down. Oh, look way over Jordan. What do you think I see? I saw a band of holy angels, and they're coming after me. I cry, name me, Jesus. Meet me in the middle of the air. I'm gonna rise to meet my Lord, and I'm gonna say goodbye down to heaven. There ain't no grave. Gonna hold this body down. There ain't no grave. Sound.
I'm gonna get up out of the ground, cause there ain't no grave. Gotta hold this body down. Meet me in the middle of the air. I'm gonna rise to meet my Lord, and I'm gonna say goodbye. Down here there ain't no grave, no power, no power. I'm gonna hold this body down. There ain't no grave. I'm gonna hold this body down. When I hear the trumpet sound, I'm gonna get up out of the ground, cause there ain't no grave. Gonna hold this body down. One day they'll carry me out to the graveyard, like my grandma, like my grandpa. They're gonna lay this body down. Don't cry for me. Don't cry for me. Cause on that resurrection morning, I'm gonna get up out of the ground. I'm gonna get up out of the ground, cause there ain't no grave. There ain't no grave. Gonna hold this body down. I'm gonna rise up. Gonna see Jesus. Gonna see Jesus. I see mom and dad. Ain't no grave. No power can hold me. Yeah. Ain't no grave.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much for letting me come and sharing my faith with y'all. But this is Jeremy, and God has given these guys vision. I mean, he really, really has. I call them Joshua and Caleb. I mean, you know, just real quickly, because it's late, and we've kept you here a long time. Of course, if we were with Gaither, it'd be another 2.5 hours. But, you know, Joshua and Caleb, and was it 50 altogether? 50 spies went into the land? 12, there we go. Evangelistically speaking, there was 50.
It can be 50 if you wanted to.
But 10 of them said, ain't no way. No way. There's giants. And we're grasshopper in their eyes. But there were two guys that said, yes, we can. We can. Let's go in and take this thing. And it took a long time. But finally, Joshua and Caleb, they won the ear of the people. And they begin to move, and you know all the miracles that happened. But that spirit of Joshua and Caleb is here, of let's go take the land. They're not afraid of giants. They're not afraid of drug addiction. They're not afraid of prostitution, because they believe in the power of Jesus Christ to change a life. They do.
Let's hear it for Russ, staff. I just want to thank you guys again for coming out and supporting Energy Outreach. And, you know, Russ asked me to close in prayer, and I will, but I've got one thing I'd like to say to nobody that's here, and that's the devil. There's a new kid on the block. It's called Energy Outreach, and we're going to take Dunn County, St. Croix County, we're going to take Eau Claire for Jesus Christ. That's what we're here to do. And we're going to do it all in the name of Jesus. So again, thank you very much for your support. For those of you that would like to, we're going to have a time of concessions. Excuse me, in the multi-purpose room. Russ is going to be back there. You can get pictures taken. Did you notice? You can get pictures taken. He's going to sign autographs. He is, because I bought pens. So he's on. No, he agreed, and we're going to have some fun back there. There's food, there's hot dogs, nachos, cookies, and pop, and water, and all that stuff, and it's all available on donation, so you guys can knock yourself out. Russ is hungry. It's all right. Let's pray. Jesus, we just want to thank you, Father, for your awesome, awesome power. Jesus, we want to thank you for this evening. We thank you for Russ. We thank you for Nikki for coming and ministering to us in song. Jesus, I pray that everybody that came tonight, that they would leave with one message, Father. That you are love. We thank you. Jesus, in a world filled with so much religion, so much Bud Light, we just want to lift you up. We know Jesus, so we don't have, you know, as much money as the others, but we've got you. You are a great God, and you are a righteous King. And we praise you, and we thank you. Bless this food, Father, that we're about to partake of. Bless this time of fellowship that we're about to have. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thanks again, guys, for coming. Appreciate it.
Jesus, I need you now. May your grace look my way. To hear you sing over me. Your desire.
Sold by a sweet surprise.
Overpowered.
Lord, your tender love and your mercy endures into all generations. We thank you that you are good. If he's been good in your lives, help me, you sing. Here we go.
Lord, you